朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
所以在十诫里面
And so in the Ten Commandments,
第四诫里面又在提醒我们要守安息日
fourth,
为的是纪念神已经把一切都造好了
The fourth commandment very clearly states that we need to observe the Sabbath because the Lord has rested on that day
而且神为什么要求安息日什么工都不可以做
And the reason why the Lord requires that no work shall be done on that day
你会不会觉得太不合理了怎么可以什么工都不可以做
Don't you think, Lord, that's unreasonable? I can't do anything?
神没有叫我们其他日子不要做工。
The Lord did not say for us not to work in the other days.
你六日都要做工。
All 6 days you shall work.
但是在这个日子要提醒我们，要帮助我们安静下来，来享受神已经做成的。
But on this day, you need to stop. You need to quiet down to come and ponder and think upon what the Lord has already done for us.
所以安息日，如果你再做什么的话
，So on the Sabbath day, if you continue to labor.
表示神做的不够，神给的不够。
And what you're declaring, what you're saying is, God, what you have done is insufficient for me.
我还需要去做。
I need to continue to work.
我还需要去得更多的。
I need to continue to gain more.
神给我的不够。
What God has given me is not enough.
这就是为什么安息日有人出去捡柴，摩西问说要怎么处理他，神说用石头打死。
And this is the reason why when the very first person offended the Sabbath, he went out and gathered wood for burning.And Moses asked the Lord, what should we do? The Lord says he needs to be stoned to death.
我们人就会说这什么神啊
And then we would respond when we read that. We said, what manner of God is this?
太不合理了
He's not being reasonable.
他出去捡柴为什么要打死他
He only went out to get firewood. Why does he need to be slain?
因为这是因为神定这个日子为圣日
It's because the Lord has set apart this day to be holy.
是这么渺小的人跟这么伟大宇宙的主宰之间的一个证据是圣经上说是世世代代的证据
It is a testimony.This is a witness between puny people and this awesome God.
什么证据
And what is this, this witness?
证明我们是属神的人
It's to testify that we belong to him. We are his people.
证明我们所信的是宇宙的主宰是独一的神
And to testify and declare we put our trust, our faith in the author of the universe.
所以不是捡柴本身有什么罪
It is not that go fetching wood has a problem.
而是因为我们里面觉得神做的不够，神给的不够。
It's because we are saying in our hearts, God is not sufficient for me.
甚至神这么严肃的要求，如果你不守，你再去做什么工，要被治死。我们视若未睹，我们不 care.
And to the degree where the Lord already said, if you do not observe and honor this day, you will be stoned, you will be killed, and we don't care.
安息日的第一件事情就是我安息于神所做成的，我安息于神所有已经给我的祝福和恩典。
And again, the very first thing is to acknowledge that I come to rest and receive all the blessings that God has prepared for me.
安息日的第二件事情。
And the second aspect.
在申命记。
And Deuteronomy.
申命记第五章十二节到十五节。他在重复一件讲十诫的时候
In chapter 5, he reiterates the Ten Commandments.
他这个时候讲到第四诫的时候他不是用创造来讲
When it comes to the fourth commandment, he did not come from the perspective of creation.
等于守安息日是要纪念我们从前在埃及为奴后来被神救出来
And now all of a sudden the Lord says, you will rememberThe day that you were in captivity, you were enslaved in Egypt, and you were set free.
在人堕落以前
And before the fall of man,
神把所有的祝福都给了
God's given us all the blessings.
从人犯罪堕落以后
And since the fall of man, since the time that we've sinned and fallen,
人就被虚空、劳苦、各样的罪所辖制，所以活得非常辛苦
Man has now been enslaved, by labor, by pains.And they are now enslaved in every aspect, every way.
所以从以色列百姓在埃及受这么多苦就可以看得出来。
And from all the suffering of the nation of Israel during the days of Egypt, we can see that.
督工拿着鞭子在后面鞭叫他们天天做工从早到晚做工。
The slave master has a whip from day to night. They are being whipped to work.
你们觉得像不像今天
Do you feel like it's like today?
你觉得你的背后有督工的人请举手好吗
Do you feel like there's a taskmaster behind you? Raise your hand.
哦，你们都这么自由啊
Are you guys all very free?
老板可以成为督工。
Yes, your boss could potentially be a taskmaster.
经济压力可以成为督工。
Our economy could be a taskmaster.
连你那个才生出来的小 baby 也可以成为你的督工。
Even the little baby that is just born could be your taskmaster.
他半夜一哭，你能不起来吗？
The moment that he begins to cry, you need to get up.
他哭三次，你能够不起来吗？
He cries three times. Are you going to stay in bed?
对不对？我们很多的地方，我们就觉得我巴不得有一点我自己的时间。
And how we desperately feel, oh, can I have some me time?
我巴不得我有一定的 freedom.
I want a little bit of a freedom.
我需要 some free space.
I need some free space.
老板逼我，家里逼我，经济逼我，各方面的事情都逼我。
My boss, the things at home, the economy, everything around me.
现在还有一个小小方方的督工放在口袋，也天天逼我们。
And there's a little device that is in my pocket. Every day it's a slave. I'm a slave to it.
坐电车也看，碰到红绿灯也看，什么时候都看，连讲道一码也看。
I'm on transit. I'm looking at it. When I'm stopping at the light, I'm looking at it. Even when the pastor is preaching, I'm still looking at it.
弟兄姊妹，我们活在一个被虚空辖制，圣经上说被虚空辖制的时代。
We are bound by vanity. We are in a culture that is being bound.
所以安息日的第二个意义就是纪念神把我们从世界救出来。
And the second significance of Sabbath is to remember you have been saved.
好，这是圣经上讲到的第二点。
The second aspect of the scripture reminds us of
要在这个日子特别特别纪念神在我们身上的救赎大功。
And particularly remember on this day the salvation that the Lord had over your life.
请大家记得安息日被列在十诫里面。
The Sabbath has been listed in the Ten Commandments.
任何人犯十诫都是用石头打死的。
Anyone who commits or offends these Ten Commandments, they are to be stoned to death.
圣经居然把这个诫命放在这边，就跟不可以偷盗、不可以奸淫是一样的重要的。
And so the Lord puts this particular aspect in the Ten Commandments to set it in the same level to those who would murder, to those who would steal.
我相信今天很多人对这些不可以偷盗、不可以奸淫，我们都会不可以杀人，我们都会守得很好。
And I think we all keep to the letter of the law, if not to murder, not to commit adultery, not to steal.
但是我们对守主日没有这个感觉。
But concerning keeping the Sabbath, keeping the Lord's Day, we don't have the same sense of urgency.
安息日第二个意义就是在这里思想神在我们身上伟大的救恩。
Truly, the second aspect of the Lord's Day, the Sabbath Day, is to remember the salvation of the Lord.
让我们从埃及的手中救出来。
That we remember that you were slaves in the land of Egypt. You've been delivered.
从灭命的使者要杀。Passover, 把我们救出来。
And you've been delivered from the agent who came to slay at the Passover.
所以主日很重要，就是要来擘饼纪念主。
So we see that on the Lord's Day is so important for us to come to remember the Lord.
看见他为我们被杀了。
To see that He was slain for us.
我们被救出来了。
That we have been redeemed, we have been saved.
守安息日的第三个意义。
The third aspect of the Sabbath.
当然，第三个跟第二个，其实你把它归成一个也可以。
You can actually bring it together. As one with the second significance,
就是希伯来书第三章跟第四章所说的那个进迦南。
Hebrews chapter 3, chapter 4 talks about the aspect of entering to Canaan.
希伯来书第三章第四章不用进迦南，而讲进入安息，来讲旧约的故事。
Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4 talks about this aspect of entering into rest, and it illustrates the notion of what has gone through in the Old Testament.
说到为什么那么多人倒闭旷野，不能够进入神的安息。
It talks about all these people that have fallen in the wilderness, have died in the wilderness, and they could not enter into the Lord's rest.
换句话说，安息日的第三个意义就是迦西亚要把这班人带到迦南地。来享受应许之地。
And the third aspect is that Joshua was to lead the people of God to enter into the promised land to enjoy God's rest.
所以你可以把第二个合在一起，就是神在我们身上的救恩，把我们从埃及世界的捆绑、神的审判底下救出来，然后带到基督里。
So you can sum it with the second aspect.That God has delivered us, has rescued us, has saved us, and has brought us into Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这叫安息日。
And this is called Sabbath.
所以我们现在一起来读希伯来书第四章第八节到第九节。
Now let's come to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8 through 9.
若是约书亚已经叫他们享了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子了。这样看来，必另有一安息日的安息，为神的子民存留。看到了没有哈？就是说，如果旧约这个安息日的意义真正已经成就在神百姓身上的话
，So what the author is telling us that if the significance of the Sabbath has been established, been completed on the people of God.
圣经就不需要在那里应许说将来有一个特别的安息是为着神的百姓。
The scripture no longer need to promise that there is another day of rest that is coming for the people of God.
所以旧约应许的那一个真实的安息就是指着耶稣基督要来带给我们的安息。
The Old Testament speaks of that day that is going to come and bring us into true rest, speaks of what Christ will do for us.
所以耶稣来的时候说人只是安息日的主。
And that's why Jesus, when he came, Jesus says that he is the Lord of the Sabbath.
这就是旧约所应许的，也是希伯来书作者所说的，另有一个安息日的安息是为着神的百姓存留的。
This is what's been prophesied in the Old Testament, what the author of Hebrew tells us, that another day has been set for us to enter into.
所以旧约的安息日第一个意义承受神所有的祝福，在基督里我们承受了属天所有的祝福。
And again, in the Old Testament, the Sabbath, the people of God has received the blessings of the Lord. And here, the New Testament, the Lord's Day, we come to acknowledge that we have received the blessing that comes from the Lord.
所以旧约的百姓虽然在历史上，他们经历了从埃及救出来，经过旷野进到迦南。
As the Old Testament, the people of God have experienced the fact that they were delivered out of Egypt into the wilderness and been brought into Canaan.
但是希伯来作者告诉我们，他们没有得到真正里面的安息，从里面来的安息。
The author of the Hebrew tells us, even though they did not truly receive rest that's inside.
所以圣经为我们预备了一个新的安息，叫做在基督里的安息。
So therefore, a rest need to be made, prepared for us, is called the rest.In Christ.
是从生命里面出来的。
It comes out of the life within.
它是超越外面环境的。
It goes, it surpasses our outward circumstances.
在这个安息里面，我们享受神所有的祝福。
That in this rest, we can truly enjoy all the blessings of God.
在基督里面，我们在这里承受了整个救恩所有的内容，全备的救恩。
That in Christ, we receive the fullness of God's salvation through Him.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，这是另有一个安息日。为神的百姓存留。
And this is why you see that there is another day that is spoken for the people of God.
所以当主耶稣说人只是安息日的主。
And when the Lord says that I am the Lord of the Sabbath.
他的意思就是人真正的安息决定是从我而来的。
His meaning and what he's trying to say is that true rest can only be obtained through me.
我就是安息日真正的意义和
I am the true significance of the Sabbath day.
这也是哥罗西书第二章十六节、十七节这些日子、节期等等等，不过是后世的影儿，它的本体是基督。
And we read in Colossians chapter 2 that tells us that all these seasons, all these celebrations, all these days, they are but shadows of the reality that is in Christ.
所有旧约这些日子都很重要，但是它不过是个 shadow.
All these celebrations, all these Old Testament feasts, they are all very important, but they are all shadows.
本体是基督。
The reality is Christ.
好，所以有人给你介绍男朋友，然后或者女朋友，拿照片给你看。
So if somebody introduces a particular girl or a guy as boyfriend, potential boyfriend or girlfriend, and they show you a picture.
你再怎么看还是不太放心。
And no matter how you look at that picture, maybe you still worry a little bit.
你觉得这是一个影像，不够清楚。
You say this is but a picture. I still don't see the person.
等到他真的来到你面前，本体来了，你不需要再看照片了。
And when the person is truly standing in front of you, you wouldn't be looking at the picture anymore.
所以旧约这些安息日啊，什么日啊，什么日的，不过是一个影儿 ，shadow.
And the Old Testament, all these feasts, all these celebrations, they are all but shadows.
当这个真正的实体基督来的时候，这些东西就不是我们要在乎的，我们要在乎的是基督。
And the reality comes, what comes in Christ, what we need to care about is Christ.
所以马太福音十一章主耶稣就说，凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我要使你们得安息。
And Matthew chapter 11, the Lord proclaims and says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
这个叫做安息日的主。
And this is called the Lord of the Sabbath.
以色列人守安息日，他们没有安息。
The Israelites, when they observe the Sabbath, they have no rest.
他们用那么多律法的要求，把自己搞得全身不舒服。
And that they try to discern with all sorts of regulations, and they have no rest as they come to Sabbath.
你如果没有把安息日吃的饭在礼拜五做好的话，你礼拜六没饭吃的。
If you don't make your food by ahead of time on Friday, you have nothing to eat on Saturday.
你家人生病了，如果你没有礼拜五以前去看他，礼拜六只有一定的路，不到大概 one mile, 不到 two mile, 你可以走。如果他住得更远，你就不能去看他。
And if you're sick, your doctor lives more or farther than beyond a certain set range, you cannot go on the Sabbath.
而现代人坐电梯连按电梯都不准按，安息。
And nowadays, some rabbis will even say that you can't even press the button on an elevator. You got to rest. That is the finest work.
一点都不安息。
So they actually have no rest.
所以基督仍只是安息日的主。
And this, therefore, Christ, Jesus, he is the Lord of true Sabbath.
所以我在说耶稣来了，他是真正的安息日。
So Jesus came, he came as the true Sabbath day.
人不是为安息日设立的，安息日是为人设立的。
Man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man.
所以马可福音也好，马太福音也好，路加福音也好，约翰福音也好，甚至使徒行传，你常常可以看到七日的第一日讲到耶稣复活。
But in all the Gospels and in the Book of Acts, we can see repeated again and again. It talks about the Lord's Day, the day of the Lord's resurrection.
所以时间快到了，我要很快讲。那我们主日该怎么来过它
？I'm running out of time. I want to come in.And elaborate, how do we live out this day?
我在说哈，守主日不是律法上的，不是习惯的。
I want to say again that to keep the Lord's day, it is not a ritual, it is not legalistic.
它是神的要求。
It is God's requirement, God's command.
也是我们为着神而来守的。
But it is for us to keep it for Him.
所以第一件事情我们在这里讲到主日分别为圣。
The foremost, the first thing we want to set the day apart.
在宝座前，在主的桌子前开始我们这一周新的生活。
That before the throne of God, before the Lord's table, we want to begin this brand new week.
所以千万不要以为礼拜天是一个礼拜的最后一天。
Do not think that Sunday is the last day of the week.
这是现代人的观念啊。
This is the concept for our current culture.
礼拜天过完了，礼拜一开始一个礼拜的生活。
Sunday is over now. I begin the next week.
所以很多人有 Blue Monday 还不是 Sunday。
I have no idea.
就是忧郁症，不喜欢礼拜一来，因为又要开始了一个礼拜的忙碌。
They call it a Blue Monday, huh? Monday blues. Thank
Monday
you, Aaron.
Blue.
Aaron knows that very well.
He suffered a lot. yeah. 所以对圣经来说，对基督徒来说。一个礼拜的第一天是礼拜天，主日。
Concerning Christians, concerning the Word of God, the very first day of the week is the Lord's Day, Sunday.
所以我们礼拜天是来到神宝座面前，来到主的桌子面前，开始我们一个礼拜。
Know that at the beginning of the week, on Sunday, as we come to the Lord's Day, we're coming before the throne of God, we're coming before the Lord's table.
哇，你不觉得太有意义吗？
Don't you think that this have a greater significance?
我只是不想让大家分岔哈。我没有弄那个 slide 给大家看。你看那个中国古代的上朝那个文武百官要来见皇帝。
The ancient times of China, when people need to come and see the emperor.
这个它分一品、二品、三品、四品，那要四品以上、三品以上的才能够进到宫殿里面，其他都在外面。
It depends on your status or your position. You have to be the upper crust before you can come and see the emperor.
他们关在外面的令人风雨无阻，都得站在外面。
And all those who are of the lower class, they all need to be outside.
未来来朝见君王。
For the sake to come to see the emperor.
你知道他们是几点钟吗？早上。
Do you know what time they need to show up?
中国的早晨五点钟。
It's five a.m. and according to
皇帝的早朝五点钟。
Five a.m. in the morning.
哦，你们说皇帝这么勤快啊
？You say, wow, the emperor is so diligent. He wakes up early.
他们那时候晚上没事干。太阳下山了，黑了就睡觉了。
They have nothing to do. When the sun goes down, gets dark, they just go to bed, go to sleep.
早晨五点钟来见王。
They come and see the emperor at 5 a.m. in the morning.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要想到我们这一般人，我们缺少那种简单的信心。我们是来见万王之王啊。
Brothers and sisters, I want to remind us that oftentimes we lack the simple faith.Or to come to acknowledge that we're coming to the King of Kings.
刚才第一首诗歌就是来见这个 King of Kings.
The very first song that we open up this morning, we're coming to the King of Kings.
神啊，我感谢你，又是一个礼拜开始。
Yes, Lord, I thank you at the beginning of a brand new week.
I'm here. 我在这里住。我是属你的。
Lord, I belong to you.
我是为这位万王之王而活着的。
Yes, Lord, I am living for the King of Kings.
我老板虽然凶，但是他在你眼中算什么？
My boss, and maybe he may be an angry person, but he's nobody before you.
我生活虽然有压力，但是 you are my Lord.
I have pressures around me in my life, but you are my Lord.
在施恩的宝座前向他降服。
Before the throne of grace, I can come and bow before you.
在主的桌子面前开始我们一个礼拜的生活。
Yes, before the Lord's table, we begin this week.
因为桌子告诉我们耶稣爱我们爱到一个地步命都舍了
Because this table tells us that Christ loved us to the extent that he would lay down his life for us
他没有留下一样好处不给我们
He would not leave anything else for us
有这样子爱我的耶稣陪我过这个礼拜太有福了
If we have such a Jesus who loves me so dearly and will walk with me for this week, how blessed would I be?
更何况我们要在这里纪念他，来感谢他。
Not to say that I am here to remember him, to thank him.
他为我们做成了何等的事情。
He has done for us a wonderful thing.
所以诗篇118篇24节，这是大家很喜欢唱的一条歌。
Yes, Psalm 118 verse 24 is made into a song that we all know well.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们要在其中高兴欢喜。
Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
啊，我们生日也唱啊，结婚也唱啊，什么都唱啊，都弄这些。
We sing it on our birthday. We sing it on the wedding day. All the days of significance to us.
This is the day. 是为我
make 的。And we thought that, oh yeah, the Lord made this day for me.
但是它的前后文，其实我没有时间赶出来的。我希望他们打出来。
But if you read the entire psalm,
它的前后文是说匠人所砌的石头已经做了房角头块的石头。
And he says that the rock that the chief cornerstone has already been rejected.
没有关系，他那里主要在那里讲到耶稣基督被弃，然后被神用来做房角石，做头块的房角石。
The psalm focuses on the notion that the chief cornerstone has been rejected, but it has been set as the chief cornerstone.
所有的解经家都承认，这里所说的锁定的日子，就是指的耶稣基督死里复活，他成为 cornerstone.
And everybody who looks at this word, this verse, the scholars come to the conclusion that this day.That is set concerning the Lord's day.
所以我不是说你下次结婚不能用这条歌，你要跟主说借用一下。
I'm not to say that future weddings, those of you who are thinking about getting married and maybe sing the song that you can't use it, you can certainly borrow it from the Lord.
啊，这个日子是特别来庆祝耶稣基督复活了。
Yes, this day is set to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord.
他从死里复活，败坏了整个掌死权的撒旦魔鬼。
He rose from the dead. He has done away andAbolished death and Satan and sin.
带给我们荣耀的盼望，全新的开始。
Given us a glorious hope, a brand new start.
好，所以在圣经里面，七日的第一日，绝大部分是用来讲耶稣复活。
Yes, the Lord's Day, the first day of the seventh of the week, is always talking about the resurrection of the Lord's Day.
那么有两个地方，《使徒行传》二十章告诉我们，七日的第一日，我们聚会擘饼的时候。
And Acts chapter 20 verse 7 tells us that on the very first day, each of you talks about the assembly where we come to break bread.
初期教会一定用礼拜天早晨在这里擘饼。
The early church, they always use the first day of the week to come to break bread.
来到为我们死救赎我们的耶稣基督面前来纪念他。
To come before the Lord who gave his life for us and we would come and remember him.
然后那天晚上保罗在那里跟他们讲道。
And that night, Paul begins to preach to them.
所以擘饼讲到都是他们那时候主日常做的事。
And to come, the breaking of bread and the preaching of the Lord's word is something they've done on the Lord's day.
你们嫌我讲到太长的话，就听听保罗讲。讲到半夜，人都从楼上掉下来。
If you think that I speak too long, then come and see what Paul's been doing. He talked to midnight to the point people actually fell asleep and fell off the building.
哥林多前书十六章说到主日的时候，保罗劝他们要把自己的奉献带来。
First Corinthians chapter 16, Paul admonished them that on the very first day of the week.Bring your offerings and bring your tithe.
奉献说到我们对神恩典感恩的一个回应。
It speaks of our response of thanksgiving towards the Lord.
奉献说到我们把神摆在第一位。
Offering speaks of the fact that we put God at the foremost of our lives and we thank Him.
所以这是旧约里面我们看到的主日聚会。
Yes, in the New Testament, the early church, this is what we see.
所以我们在这里特别讲到主日是用来几件事情哈，我想至少五件事情，请大家记得。
There are five things I'd like to ask all of you to please remember.
第一个，用来敬拜神。
One, use it to worship the Lord.
从旧约开始，他就说这是圣日，要分别为圣归给他。
Yeah, even since the Old Testament, it says this is a day that is holy, sanctified unto the Lord.
不要随随便便主日不来。
Do not casually skip or miss the Lord's day.
如果你出差要到外地去，尽量不要用主日坐飞机。
If you need to travel for business, if you are able not to travel on Sunday, don't travel on Sunday.
用来敬拜神，因为他是神，他配得我们敬拜。
Use it as a day of worship for the Lord because He is worthy.Of our praise.
第二个，来这里纪念主。
Secondly, come and remember the Lord.
上个礼拜于师母讲到加略森，他为我们，他不仅仅震撼，带来极大的震撼。
Last Sunday, Pastor Nancy was sharing with us the what the event that transpired on the Mount of Calvary.
他也把伊甸园我们那种失败跟堕落带来无助的那种命运整个扭转过来了。
And how God has turned the tide on Calvary concerning the curse and the sin that was in our lives after the fall of Eden.
而且借着加略山的爱，那个无敌可比的爱来激励我们。
And through the love of Calvary, the love that is immeasurable, He has loved us with that love.
所以在我们教会讲过很多年，有很多新来的没听过啊。
We speak of this for many, many years. And those of you who are new here, maybe you haven't heard it before.
如果你礼拜天只能参加一堂聚会的话，我宁可希望你们参加波饼聚会，不用听讲道。
If Sunday there's only a portion of time that you are made available, I ask you would come during the portion where we are breaking bread. You don't need to come and attend to the message.
不是讲道不重要，而是没有一件事情比我们来到主面前直接来爱他、来感恩他、来纪念他更重要。
It is not that the message is not important, but nothing can compare to coming to the Lord and remembering what He has done for us.
啊，希望大家自然就不迟到。
And I pray that all of us that we are not late.
除非有小小孩不得已，我们尽量不坐在 overflow 进来，来到主桌子前。
Unless you really need to manage very, very small children, that we won't sit.In the overflow area, but we would come to the congregation.
我知道那边很舒服，你可以靠着，可以起来走，可以看手机，想听就听，不听就不听。但是我们是来到神面前。
And maybe in the overflow area, you feel that it's a lot more casual. You could do whatever you want to do. You have more freedom to do what you want to do. But please remember, we are coming before the presence of God.
第三个，我们让圣灵自由做工在我们身上。
Thirdly, we ask that the Holy Spirit will work freely.
我们经历圣灵的更新，经历圣灵在我们身上 transformation 改变我们。
And we come and experience the renewal of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the transformation of our lives.
所以父子圣灵
that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
来敬拜神，来纪念主，来接受圣灵的工作
to come and worship the Lord, to remember the Lord, to receive the working of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们在神家领受神的圣言，让神借着信息，借着主日学，借着各样聚会对我们说话。
And we come to receive the word from the Lord through the pulpit, through Sunday school, what God was speaking to my heart.
最后一件事情，我们在这里享受肢体。我们一起在这里活出身体的见证来。
Lastly, to enjoy the bodily life, to live out the fullness of the body of Christ.
所以我们今天的那个主题经文特别说到，我们有这样子一位祭司治理神家，要带着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
So our key verse talks about the fact that we have such a high priest over us that with the fullness of faith and assurance of faith that we need to come before the Lord.
然后二十四节说到我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，就说我们彼此的扶持。
Verse 24 tells us that we need to consider one another, stir up love and good works.
而且我们在这里活出身体的见证，众人合一啊。
And to live out the testimony that we, though many, that we are one.
成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证。
That we may be a witness, testimony of Jesus Christ, the word that has become flesh.
所以希伯来作者讲到这的时候，就说你们不可以停止聚会。
And so therefore, the author of Hebrew, when he comes to the conclusion, he says, "Do not forsake the assembly of God's people."
像那些停止惯的。
Is the manner of some.
你要知道，你只要一两次不来聚会，偶尔常常不来聚会，你会停止惯了就不来了。这是人的惰性。
But since you began this habit, it's our fallen nature. We miss it one day, we miss it another. It becomes a habit, and then we just neglect the Lord's day.
我们需要常常来到主的面前。
We need to often come before the Lord's presence.
就跟一个炭火一样，你如果从一堆炭里面把一个炭火拿出来，它很快就干掉了。
Just like coal, if they are all burning, if you take one away from the pile.Quickly, it will diminish.
尤其神有特别的祝福是在教会里面的。
There's a place of commanded blessing of the Lord that God has over the church, His people.
马太福音十八章二十节说，无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
Matthew chapter 18 tells us that the Lord says, "No, whenever two or three are gathered together in My name, I am in their midst."
你不要说我在家就可以了，我看网络也可以，看现场也可以，差多了。
You say, "Well, I'm at home. I can watch it online and."It's quite, it's drastically different.
多少人看 DVD 跟在现场聚会都可以 tell the difference, a big difference.
A lot of people can tell the difference, whether you're watching the message through a DVD or through TV versus you're here personally.
在网络上听跟现场听差多了，在这里圣灵有特别的工作，有神特别的同在。
Here, God has His commanded blessing. Here, there is the presence of God.
时间到了，我必须唱。我们唱 "This is the day"， 好吧？这是真的 ，This is the day。
And celebrate and sing. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
不光只是为着你们，这是主的日子。
Again, not just in celebration where the Brunswick are getting baptized today, but this is the Lord's day.
啊，这是一个荣耀的，这是一个圣洁的，这是一个蒙恩蒙福的日子。
This is a glorious day. This is a wonderful day. This is the day of blessings.
每一次聚会。
So, yes, every time we come and gather.
神赐福。
God bless.
人蒙福。
Men are being blessed.
第三个，我们在这里流露彰显神的祝福。
And thirdly, we come and testify of God's blessing in our lives.
当我们刚才这五件事情都掌握住的时候。
And when we lay hold of these five things that I've mentioned.
这就是最好的同一心灵高举基督同一脚中我们在这里扩展神国。
This is the best way to exalt Christ in one spirit. This is the best way to expand God's kingdom in one accord.
就跟我们今天受浸一样，跟这么多亲友做见证。
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信。或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。